Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we're going to learn about simple sentences.
Wait, how come you never post the recordings online anymore?
Oh, I did. Did I forget?
Like for the past couple of weeks, they're not there.
Oh, yeah, but the last couple of weeks, something happened to the recording. But last week, I remember I put the recordings, right?
It wasn't there.
Wasn't there? Then I guess it was deleted. But inshallah, this time I'll have the recording over there. We're going to learn about simple sentences. Simple sentences. Yes, I'm sorry.
C. Yep. And then there's an N. There's sentence.
And
then
N, C, E, S. Thank you, dears. Okay, what is the simple sentence? It is the sentence that is made of
simple words.
Verb, subject, and object. It's made of what?
Verb, subject, and object.
That's right. Verb plus subject plus object. That is a simple sentence. Okay? Verb, subject, object. This verb could be past, could be
present,
which is a gift. You know, they always say the past is gone, the present is gift, the future is hope.
The future is what?
Hope. And this is future. Okay? And this then command. And then command. Command means something that you have to do. Something you have to do.
Imperative.
Okay? So, now, the verb, if it is past, then it's always mansub.
Can you give me my phone?
Hmm?
Can you give me my phone?
Yeah. If it is... So, if it's past, it's always a fatha. Always fatha. So it's always what? Fatha.
You so the always wrong.
Oh. Thank you, dear.
Always.
It does work, no.
Always fatha. Always what?
Which is mansub, right?
Mansub. No. Actually, it's not mansub. It's always fatha. Oh. I mean, it does not have any other choice. So whenever it does not have any choice, we say always fatha, period. We don't want to know mansub or majrur. It's always fatha.
Okay.
This is called, in Arabic, it's called mabni ala al-fatha. Mabni ala al-fatha means always fatha, period. That's it, always fatha. No other choice. Under no circumstances you get other than that. Now the present, in the simple sentence, the present goes marfu. Is always what? Huh?
Marfu.
Exactly. Now, in the future, it will always what? Marfu.
And command is?
Always sukun. Now command is always sukun. Also mabni. Always sukuni. Okay, we're here. Yeah, we're writing it this way. That's the order. When we write in Arabic, it's going to be verb, subject, object, or we have verb
plus object
plus subject.
Always wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Somebody corrected me.
Always, okay.
Somebody corrected me.
Over there.
No,
over here.
No. One L. Oh, yes.
Okay. Let's go to the Bible.
There we go.
Thank you, dears. Okay. So, the subject is Mansoob. The subject is marfu'. And the object is mansub. Okay? So, the ones I'm going to circle, those are the ones who might change. Okay? But the other ones that I'm not going, these are the ones that I'm going to box. But the other one that I'm not going to box, they always like that.
What
this one
means
this is mabni ala, means mabni ala means built on, solid. This one is solid fatha. This one is solid sukun. It's just no way it's going to be different than that. Under no circumstances. It's going to be different than fatha and different than sukun. So that's why we say mabni ala, means like, that's it. But those guys, marfu', and we know marfu' is what? Is dhamma or alif or waw.
Wait, let me use the button.
Okay. So marfu'.
No, don't erase.
No, I didn't erase anything. So marfu'. So here we have the type. The noun type. And then here marfu'. And then mansub. You should know this by heart, because it's always the same. Let's make the noun type here. So, okay. Noun type. Noun type. And here we have marfu' and mansub. we need more space here, so I'm going to just erase this and put now on timer. Now in time. Okay, if the noun type, you see, so you know all the marks. So if the noun type is single, male or female, single, male or female. Marfu' is what? What's the mark of marfu'?
Dhamma.
Masha'Allah. Masha'Allah. And what is the sign of mansub?
Kasra.
Farhan, what's the sign of mansub?
Kasra.
No.
Or Dhamma.
No. Sign of majroor is... Let's add majroor so that we have a complete table. Majroor. So mansub is what? Fatha. And majroor is what?
Kasra.
You got it? So this is the first case.
How many cases are there?
Single, male, female, double, male, female. So then we have double. Double, male or female.
It's a big table, isn't it?
A little bit. So double, then marfu' is what? Alif. Alif. This one, Aliyah. You got it?
No.
Okay.
I'm still copying it down.
Okay. So, if it's a single male or female, then it's marfu' bil dhamma, mansub bil fatha, majroor bil kasra. Mansub bil fatha, majroor بالكسرة مرفوع بالضمة مرفوع single male or female noun مرفوع is ضمة مرفوع is
ضمة
منصوب is فتحة مجرور is كسرة when it's double male or female then مرفوع is ألف مرفوع is what
ألف
Alif. And mansub is?
Wait, is it majroor, tanween also?
Forget about the tanween. We're talking about, is it fatha or kasra?
Oh.
Fatha or kasra. Or dhamma.
Double is?
We do tanween in certain things, certain situations, others we don't. So we will talk about that later. So just focus with me on this area here.
Okay, so now in single, it's Dhamma. In double, it's Fatha.
No. In single, it's Dhamma. In double, it is Alif. So, let me add an example here so that you know what we're talking about. So, it would be nice if we have a different color. So here, Rajulu. Rajula, Rajuli, well, let's use pencil.
to make it nicer. So, such as qalam. So we say qalamu. We say qalama. We say qalami. Okay, we make it nice like that.
Wait, noun type is qalam?
No, example. This is the green thing is just an example.
Then why? Wait, so it says under the noun type, qalam.
Yeah, qalam, I want to take qalam and show you how does it work. Oh. So it's qalamu, qalama, qalami.
Okay.
Qalamu, qalama, qalami. And now, the double comes by adding what? The double comes by adding what to the noun? Yes. So, double, male or female?
Or dual, right?
Double, male or female? Double male or female. So, qalam, to make qalam double, what do? We make it what?
Qalama.
Qalaman. To make it qalaman. So, marfu' bil alif is going to be marfu' is al alif, so it's going to be qalaman. And here it's qalamain, and here it's qalamain. So here al-ya. So here al-alif is here. Al-ya is here. Al-ya is here. You got it? You got it now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A standard plural male. Standard plural male. So comes like katibun, for example. This is all example. So example katibun. This is marfu'. So this is marfu'. Bilwaw, I'm sorry, marfu' bilwaw, yes. And this is al-ya. And this is al-ya. So here, qalim, katibun, katibin, katibin. You got it? So here is the swaw, and here is the ya. Here is the ya. Got it? Now,
so that's type 1, 2, 3. There are almost 5 types.
Huh? What are the rest of the
This is all what you got in Arabic.
Oh, which ones are there? Standard plural male, standard plural female, and what are the other?
Irregular.
Oh.
Just irregular. Okay, the fourth kind standard plural female. Like what? Example, bint. Banat. Banat. So, this is just like usual, Dhamma. And this is Kasra. And this is Kasra. So, Banatu, Banati, Banati. And then a regular plural. Okay, whether it's male or female. Like what? Like Baqar. So this is as usual, like Dhamma, Fatha, Kasra. So Baqaratu. So actually, Baqaru, Baqara, Baqari. This is like a master table. Like, if you don't know this table, then you're really, really in trouble. This is one of the things that I need you to remember, like your name. So what is your name? This table. You got it? This is very essential in Arabic. This basically gives you a key of everything.
Wait.
tired. Oh, you spelled irregular wrong. I-R-R-E.
Thank you, dear. I don't want a flash. You got it? So I want you to remember this table the way you remember your name. And I want you to have this table always available with you on the side. I want you to have this table always available what? With you where? On the side. Because that's how we do everything. I'm going to leave this table and I'm going to start doing the sentences, the simple sentence. Now this sentence, it is a simple verb sentence. It's a simple verb sentence. Forgot to put the word verb here. Simple verb sentences. Simple verb sentences. Okay. So now let's do an example.
Wait, you're still copying your regular verb?
Okay. Are you done from copying this, Farhan? Can I see it? Good job. Okay. Okay, I want you to, I want you to memorize this table the way you memorize your name. So we have verb plus subject plus object, or we have verb plus object plus subject. It goes this way or goes this way, either or. So let's say the past form
Mansub is alif, right? Mansub is alif, right? For irregular?
No, mansub is fatha.
Oh, fatha.
Yeah. Let's say the past, and you say, this verb means fa'al, means what? Fa'al. Subject means fa'al, and then this one is called maf'ul. Fa'al, fa'al, maf'ul. Fa'al means do, fa'al, the ones who did it. Maf'ul, the ones who was done on. So let's do an example here. Let's do an example from the past.
An example from what? The past. Now, when they go in order, they go in Arabic like this. In Arabic, they go like this. Fi'l. So now they're going this way in Arabic. Fi'l plus fa'il plus maf'ul. And this is, let's say that, let's try the past now.
Wait, that's for present?
For everything.
No, for that sentence right there. This sentence.
Yeah, fa'il, fa'il, maf'ul.
That's for present tense, right?
Anything.
Oh.
Fa'il could be anything. So now for past. So for the past, we say akala. So I'm going to put it التفاحة أكل محمد التفاحة. Okay, so now let's see here. Let's do تشكيل. Okay, so أكل is a past tense, right? What is the past tense always, Farhan? The past tense is always what? The past
verb.
Tense verb, yes. It's always what? Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra. It's going.
I think it's Dhamma.
No, it is always Fatha. Okay. All right. Now, the fa'il is Muhammad. So now, Muhammad is? Muhammadu, Muhammadi, yes. Or Muhammada, or Muhammad. Muhammadun, or Muhammadu. Muhammadu. And then the why Muhammadu is Dhamma? What does it classify to, huh?
It classifies it as a marfu subject.
Yes, exactly, because it's a single male. Muhammad is what?
Single male.
Now at-tufahata or tufahatu, at-tufahati, at-tufahat.
At-tufahati.
At-tufahata. Right? Because it's mansub. At-tufahata is mansub. Akala, right? Right? Farhan?
Yeah.
Akala Muhammadu at-tufahata. So when I give you on the homework a simple sentence like that, you know how I ask you to do tashkil? You do it. Of course, I might give it to you actually in English and ask you to translate it and do the tashkil. This is in the past. Okay? How are we doing here? Good, okay. Now, let's do the present. So you say, يأكل محمد التفاح. So let's do the تشكيل now. Make it Ya'kul. Ya'kul Ar-Rajulani.
Why Ar-Rajulani?
At-Tuffah Atayni.
Why Ar-Rajulani?
That just the two men eat. The two men are eating the two apples. The two men are eating what? The two apples. So ya'kul is a fi'l, present. So is it ya'kulu, ya'kuli, ya'kula? It's a verb. It's a present verb. So if you go back to the table, present verb is what? Present verb. That's order. That's a command. Like kul. It's a command. So present is dhamma, right?
Yeah.
Because it's marfu.
Okay.
Because it's marfu, it's dhamma. Ar-rajulani is marfu, so it's alif, like that. And here, mansub, so it's ya. Yeah. You got it?
Yeah.
So that's the present. How about future? Future, I say, I'm going to say, I am going to sleep. Or he is going to sleep. Or Muhammad is going to sleep. Or the men. They're going to sleep. Yanamu, or instead of saying yanamu, let's do something that is okay. It's like يعطي المعطون المال. So يعطي سيعطي. I'm sorry, سيعطي. Or Let's actually stick with the ya'kul. So we say sayakul. Sayakul. Al-akiluna. At-tufah. Sayakul. Al-akiluna. At-tufah. Sayakul is future, so it's what?
It's
marfu', marfu' al-dhamma. Yes. Al-akiluna is marfu' bil-waw. Al-tufah, it's a regular theme, it's a regular plural, male or female. So we just say التفاحة. You got it?
Yeah.
What time is it now?
10:04.
Okay. Then last is command. Command is كل. Or, yeah. Kul, it has to be to you. Kul. Anta. Kul anta. Kul anta tuffahatan. Tuffahatan. Not use this. Oh. This is usually, it's not there.
This is usually because it's always you. This is always you. So it's always you. So it's just always not there. التفاحتين is منصوب بالياء. Yes, and this is sukun for the other one. MashaAllah, excellent. So in your homework, you expect sentences like that. And you know why this is Dhamma?
Because it's
because it is
the subject, and it's a single female, yes. Male subject that in reform.
Yes, so you get Dhamma. Now why this is Fatha?
Because it's
single male
with
mansoob, so you go there. You got it?
Yeah.
So, you having this table and this table, you can, you know, do, you know, all sentences, all symbol verb sentences. So, the homework would be a bunch of sentences, sentences, a bunch of them, like maybe 20. And I ask you to do tashkil to show the I ask you to do tashkil.
Are they going to be in Arabic or English?
A mix. We'll have some. The easy ones are going to be in Arabic, and just ask you to do tashkil. Now, okay, how am I going to ask you to do tashkil if I give you tufahatayn? Okay. I'm going to give you both التفاحتين and التفاحتان, and I ask you to circle the right one. You understand, Farhan? In the homework, I will not write it التفاحتين, because if I do that, then I've given you the answer, right? You got it? So what am I going to do? I'm going to write التفاحتين and التفاحتان, and ask you to circle the right one. Ask you to do what? Do you understand? So I'm going to say, أكل الرجلان / الرجلين التفاح. So, and I ask you to do تشكيل. This is how you do the تشكيل. You said, أكل. Okay. الرجلاني. So you circle this one and you cross this one. And then the تفاحة, you just put like فتحة like that. So you got it? You got it? How am I? Farhan, you got it? How do I want it? You understand? If it's not ضمة فتحة كسرة, if it's واو or ياء, if I write it واو or ياء, I'm giving you the answer.
Yeah.
You got it? So I'm going to write both and ask you to circle one and cross the other. Is that clear?
Yeah.